You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
Vancouver is often considered the international capital for the mining industry's corporate headquarters. Next week, the city will host the annual general meetings for several of these companies' shareholders. Mining justice activists plan to protest outside the AGMs, and representatives from impacted communities all over the world will be advocating for resolutions inside. Goldcorp and First Majestic are the two companies drawing the most attention. Jen Moore is the Latin American program coordinator for Mining Watch Canada. We reached her this morning in Ottawa. Good morning, Jen, and welcome to Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Good morning. Thanks very much.
So Goldcorp is a very large gold mining corporation and familiar to many here in Vancouver. They have one operation in Guatemala in particular called the Marlin Mine, which will be under discussion at the AGM this year. What are the environmental impacts that this mine has created?
The greatest concerns around the environmental impacts that the mine has had to date have concerned its impact on the water in the area, both in terms of water quantity and water quality. Some recent studies from international researchers at the University of Ghent in Belgium have found evidence suggesting that the mine is depleting surface waters and causing arsenic-rich groundwater to come to the surface, and that this could be having negative repercussions on the health of local residents in particular, and potentially also their livestock. There's also been some question about the levels of cyanide and other toxins found in the company's tailings pond, and that this tailings pond might be actually leaching into downstream sources of water.
What kind of health impacts have there been?
Principally, there have been skin outbreaks that have been found, especially in young children, rashes, and that can be associated with arsenic poisoning.
And there's also, I know it's been criticized heavily in terms of labor issues and human rights from some of the surrounding communities. What are some of those criticisms?
Principally, over the last year, there's been three urgent actions that have been issued by Amnesty International in particular. Tension, intimidation of those who speak out or criticize the mine or the impacts that they're facing. There was an attempted assassination of one woman back in July. She was shot in her right eye at point blank by two men, a former worker and former contractor with the company, and lost the use of her right eye. There's also been reports basically of intimidation in an environment of threats since the mine went into operation that has been reported by Guatemalan human rights organizations as well as by international groups. So there's some serious questions about how the mine and its presence might be aggravating tensions and leading to violence in surrounding communities.
Mm-hmm. And there's been reports on some of these issues as well. I understand the American Commission on Human Rights investigated and made some recommendations. What did they recommend?
Yeah, the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, which is a body of the Organization of American States, this time last year issued precautionary measures to the state of Guatemala, asking the Guatemalan state to temporarily suspend the Marlin mine and to also ensure protection of the health, life, and environment of the surrounding communities. And those were to be preliminary steps for the Inter-American Commission to then carry out a process to assess the merits of the complaint before it. That process has not continued. The precautionary measures still stand, but they haven't been fully implemented, which is what we're asking for. I think it's also worth noting a very problematic human rights violation that's taken place ever since the mine went into operation is denying local communities their right to free, prior, and informed consent, to have a say in the kind of development that's happening on their land. And in February of last year, the International Labor Organization of the United Nations also issued recommendations to the state of Guatemala to suspend the Marlin mine and to respect the right of free, prior, and informed consent of local communities.
Mm-hmm. And how are local communities responding?
local communities are divided. They're living in a situation of tension, of in the case of those who've been outspoken against the mine, of fear and concern for their lives and concern over the future of their lives and livelihoods for the impacts that the mine are having. There are groups, local development organization, teachers organization, the Catholic Church, that have been very outspoken and concerned about the impacts of the mine. But the fact is that these communities are also, there's a number of people that are working in the mine, and rumors are being spread that if the mine were to be closed, that it would be the fault of the people that have been raising concern about the health and environmental impacts that the mine is having on lost jobs and on lost revenues for the local community, even though we know that the company is very well endowed and would be able to sustain workers and sustain their livelihood for the period of a temporal suspension.
Now, one of the things that activists have been doing is organizing shareholder resolutions. And you've, Mining Watch Canada, your organization, has been involved in that. And last year there was one brought forward. What was in that resolution?
Last year's shareholder resolution was asking the company to adopt a policy to respect the free, prior, and informed consent of local Indigenous communities. This year, another shareholder resolution has been submitted asking the company to voluntarily comply with the recommendations of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, asking it to voluntarily suspend the Marlin Mine, and also to heed recommendations from its own company-sponsored human rights assessment of the mine, which asked the company to halt all land acquisition exploration activities and mine expansion until adequate consultation could take place of local communities.
And what was the response at the AGM to that resolution?
Yeah. Last year, the response, there was a 10% of the shareholders voted in favor of that. We're still waiting to see what the outcome of this year's resolution will be.
And that's you're planning. What's the one that you're planning to do this year? You're planning to introduce another resolution. Is it the same one?
The resolution that's been submitted this year is the last one that I just mentioned, which is for Goldcorp to voluntarily comply with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights recommendation for the temporal suspension of the Marlin Mine, and also to halt all land acquisition exploration activities and mine expansion until adequate consultation can take place and until the mine comes into compliance with international law. Those are the two requests that are in the current shareholder resolution that's before the company, that's been circulated to all shareholders, and that will be voted on this Wednesday.
Uh-huh. And another action that you'll be holding on the day of the Goldcorp AGM is one at the Canada Pension Plan Office. Why will there be an action held there?
Yeah. The Canada Pension Plan is one of the top shareholders in Goldcorp. The stock value of the Canada Pension Plan's holdings in Goldcorp is somewhere over $250 million. And so there's been actually, to date, over 650 people who have sent letters to the CPP asking the CPP to vote in favor of the shareholder resolution, and the march that will take place at the time of the Goldcorp AGM to the CPP offices will also be to bring attention to the fact that we're, in effect, that most Canadians are effectively shareholders in Goldcorp, and that we need to be standing up for human rights as a result of our investment in these dirty operations overseas.
And there's also another company, First Majestic, that you'll be that's holding an AGM this week, and their operations are in Mexico, or some of them, and they've been criticized quite heavily. What are the criticisms for that company?
Yeah. First Majestic Silver has five mine projects in Mexico, three mines that are in operation and two mines in development. It's particularly one of these development projects that hasn't yet advanced to the stage of production, which is still in these sort of early exploration stages, that's been receiving a lot of criticism from a defense front of the Wixárika people, an indigenous people of Mexico, whose sacred lands, a very important ceremonial site for them, is in the area of their proposed Real de 14 mine. And they're going to be sending a delegation to Vancouver to let the company shareholders know and the company directors know that they're not in accord with that mine project going ahead, and that their sacred lands should be safeguarded.
And in terms of people, if people want to get involved in some of these actions and activities, how do you? What kind of support are you asking?
Sure. Well, people can come out to attend the protests on either Wednesday or Thursday. The meeting place on Wednesday morning will be at 9:15 a.m. in front of Waterfront Station at 610 West Cordova Street. On Thursday morning, folks will be meeting at 9:30 a.m. at the Terminal City Tower at 837 West Hastings Street. And also, people should know that tomorrow there is actually going to be a symposium from noon until 8:30 p.m. at the World Arts Studio on the second floor of the Gold Core Center for the Arts at 149 West Hastings Street, and that you can come out and hear the testimonies of the delegations that are coming from Mexico, from Guatemala, from Honduras, to talk about the impacts that mining is having on them and their lands, and to hear some of the thinking around the strategies and the coalition building that's been taking place.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for talking with us today, and best of luck with all these activities, and we'll announce some of them some more later in the show.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been speaking with Jen Moore. She is the Latin America Program Coordinator for Mining Watch Canada, and for more information, you can check out miningjusticealliance.wordpress.com.